Blog Talk Radio.
Good Sunday, Super Bowl afternoon. This is Casey Tuckness with Connecting the Dot with Casey Tuckness and host Damon Deaton. Before I get the show started, I would like to first thank our sponsors. They're first and foremost, since they make the show happen. It's Gammon Law Firm out of Austin, Texas. Cinco Pesos Securities and Investigations out of Bernie, Texas. We've got Hollywood Weekly out of Los Angeles, California. We also have Mike Sasser, author, writer, and motivational speaker out of The Woodlands, Texas. So today we've got a really cool show. We've only scheduled this show to be 1 hour today because of the Super Bowl. We're trying to be, we're trying to be diligent with, all the football fans, even though my team, the Texans, or the Tennessee Titans are not in the Super Bowl, I'm still, going to respect everybody else that, like the Patriots or, Connor Barwin is an old Texan. So I hope something does very well for Philadelphia. So as we are waiting for our guest, Phil Guarini from the Walt Disney Company, Phil is the vice president and general manager. And as soon as I see him call into the database, I am going to bring him live. But first, I would like to bring in a man by the name of Chuck Calhoun and Chuck's wife, Judy. They are the epitome of Disney World. And so Chuck is calling in from 407. So 407, where are you? I don't see you again. Okay, so let's go to, we're going to get 818, which is Christian Stokes. So Christian Stokes is actually the uncle of Kylie Stokes, who is going to be singing for us again. And Kylie's my cousin, so both on two sides of the family. So Christian has a really cool background. And Christian is actually driving from in Texas, from one side of Texas to the other. And if you know anything about how big Texas is, it's a long way. So I would like for Christian to come on board. Christian was very cool. It's a very cool story about Christian. He, we know each other. It was really funny whenever Kylie introduced us because she's like, I want you to meet my uncle. And then Kylie tells Christian about me, and he's like, wait, I already know her. I know her from the industry. So Christian was with Marvel, and Christian's doing his own thing now, which is very exciting. So Christian, I would like for you to tell our listeners, first of all, I know that you're super stoked about your niece, Kylie, and I want you to tell the listeners a little bit about what you have done with Marvel and what you're doing now.
Well, I was the performance director for Marvel Universe Live, which was the international arena show. It toured, we hit 19 countries, 717 shows. It had the Avengers, the X-Men, Spider-Man. It was crazy. It was like putting on a movie live in an arena all across the world. So it was pretty amazing. I started out helping design and train the guys on stunts, particularly ratchet pulls and air rams and high falls. And as time went by, I ended up elevating into the director, the performance director position, because I have a very strong acting background, very strong stunt background, and I knew way more than any normal human being should know about the Marvel Universe. From that point...
Sorry, I put you on mute. Yes, you do know a lot. Yeah, so go ahead.
And from that point, I ended that about a year ago, and I've gone back into the stunt world and acting, and I have created my own company where I consult on various shows. I have a couple of projects. I just wrapped up a big thing. I brought a couple of stunt guys in to train with the U.S. Special Forces. We all played terrorists in kind of live-action scenarios to help them prepare as they ship off. So I had a bunch of stunt actors involved with that. And I have a big, top secret event coming up in March with South by Southwest. I can't talk about it right now. It's all hush hush. But let me tell you, it's huge. So as soon as I can talk about that, I'm going to blow the lid off of it.
That's fantastic. My cousin, he is part of South by Southwest as well. So that's exciting news to talk about. So, Christian, I know you're excited to hear Kylie sing, but I would also like to visit with a dear, dear, dear friend of mine, Chuck. It's so funny how we met. I had to go do a tour of Walt Disney World out in Florida, and I met the coolest people ever out there named Chuck and Judy. And let me tell you, so Judy's actually still at work, so Chuck's going to have to speak on behalf of her. And so 407, I've got you on the line. 407, that just went away. It's like every time I try to call him in. Are you there, Chuck?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, awesome. There you are. Okay, so Chuck, that was Christian Stokes, who, like you said, like he was talking about, he was with Marvel. He did the stunts. He was the stunts director. I mean, he has a really cool background, really cool upbringing, part of the family. But, Chuck, I want to talk about the legacy that you and your wife, that you guys have for the amazing Walt Disney Company. When I met you guys, I just was pulling up a chair to have a beer, you know, and we became great friends, lifelong friends, and here we are.
Yes, yeah, it was really interesting running into you there.
Yes, it was. Very interesting. And so tell everybody, so Judy has been with the Walt Disney Company for how long?
20 years.
20 years. And she also is the, tell them about the legacy.
The Legacy Award is Disney's highest award for working at the company. Less than 2% of the thousands of people that ever worked for Disney will ever win it. And she won it the very first year it was offered.
That is just absolutely so amazing. It's so amazing to me. That's so amazing. So, and she won it because, I mean, she's an extremely hard worker. Tell the people exactly what the Legacy Award means to the average person and not just cast members.
The main thing you'll notice on the Legacy Award winner is they will have a different colored name tag when they're working at the parks or at the resorts. It's going to be a dark blue tag that tells you that they have won the award. Most others have white tags. And it is the epitome of awards that Disney gives out. It's you must really take care of the guests 100%. Because the guests are the stars. You know, the cast takes care of the stars that are out there coming to visit. And you really have to be on top of your game to ever even be considered for the award.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, you do. Yeah. No, I put you on mute. That way it's only about you. So, yes, you definitely do. And there's another guest that I'm going to bring on that is a really cool guest that I want to connect you to because you all are both the, like I said, the epitome of Disney and the face of Disney. And this next guest, his name is John Baker. And John Baker, you're calling in from 714 from Anaheim, correct? Are you there, John?
I'm here. How you doing?
Awesome. So, John, meet Chuck. Chuck, meet John.
Hello.
How you doing, Chuck?
How you doing? Pretty
good. Awesome. So the Legacy Award winner, you're speaking with the husband of the Legacy Award winner because she's at work right now. But, John, share your story about the Walt Disney Company and about how share with them what you shared with me the first day I met you.
Well, so far, I am a security officer at the Disney Resort over in Anaheim, and that I've been working there for over 16 years now. And my father is one of the original contractors that helped build Disneyland. He built the Jungle Cruise. He had told me stories that, I drove through the Jungle Cruise before they even had water in it. So my father is one of the legacies that helped build the park for all of us to have fun at. And then also
great.
For myself, I am the officer that unlocked the gates opening day at Disney California Adventure almost 16 years ago on the February 8th, which we're almost going to be another anniversary for Disney California Adventure. So I've been there for quite a while. I'm one of the dirt people that also helped build Disneyland over Disney California Adventure side. We were working there too. So I've been around a lot and seen a lot.
Yes.
That's really cool.
So, John, it's a very cool story. So being able to have somebody on the line from California that literally opened up the Disney park, the Disneyland, and then having somebody on the other side of the coast from Florida who is a Legacy Award winner. And I'm telling you, they get to go to the parties, they get to go to the dinners, and I love like looking at the pictures and the awards. And tell them what the Disney Legacy Award looked like this year, Chuck.
It's awarded every year. They pick several people, and then they have a big dinner. And she just recently went to her 20-year dinner, and it was held at the Magic Kingdom. They closed it down early, and it was outside, so we had basically the whole park to ourselves.
So that was just very, very cool. So we are waiting for Phil Guarini to call in. He's actually in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm hoping that he's not thinking that we're on Pacific Standard Time. Damon, my co-host, Damon, are you in there?
I am in the studio, certainly.
Okay, fantastic. Do we show that we've got Phil Guarini here? Because, again, I do not show. It should be an 818. Well, the 818 calling in is Christian Stokes, so that's Christian. Here we go again with the studio lining up. And so 818, then we've got 629. That is Miss Kylie. She's going to perform for us again. So why don't we go ahead and go with Kylie until I see Phil Guarini. Kylie, if you would like to unmute your phone and explain to the listeners exactly what you and I discussed.
Yes, ma'am.
Kylie, are you there?
Hello.
Awesome.
I'm here. Hello, everybody. My name is Kylie Stokes. I am from Nashville, Tennessee. I turned 12 last week, and that's so exciting for me. But this song I'm about to play for you, it's all by ear. I haven't had any lessons, I haven't had any music lessons, any piano lessons. I just like to look things up on the internet and learn.
That's very impressive. That's very impressive, and I know your Uncle Christian is excited as well, and your parents, Amy and Brett. And your whole family calling in from Texas.
Okay.
So go right on ahead.
Okay. She said that she came once again within 100 doors. Maybe he knows who I am. Actually, probably not. She walked down the hall with her head down low. To meet his eyes, even when she kissed his voice, she swore on the line. Oh, impossible to get you off my mind. I think about a hundred thoughts, and you are my design. And I've understood that you will never be. And that's fine. I'm just breaking inside. He always walks the crowded halls and is dying by this mind. A girl who keeps her head down low and never shows her eyes. He's trying to talk to her, but there's no easy way. Cause every time he raises his voice, she runs away. Oh, it's impossible to get you off my mind. I think about 100 thoughts and you are 99. And I've understood that you will never be mine. And that's fine. I'm just drinking. One day, maybe she'll stay and start to head over this way. And one day, she'll look into his eyes, and instead of breaking, she'll call him mine. And one day, he'll grab her by the waist, and it'll force them to be face to face. And one day, he'll look into her eyes, and he'll say that you're my only life. It's impossible to get you off my mind. I think about 100,000, you are 99. I understand that you will never be mine, and that's fine. I'm just breaking it, but
Little Miss Kylie, that is just so awesome. It's
thank
so
you.
I'm just so proud. So tell everybody, like, how you got started. Tell us the background of your family and about, you know, you starting with my uncle, Dell, and the background of the Gardner and the Stokes family.
So it started, I guess, well, for me, it started with my dad my grandfather, Tommy Stokes. He was in a band. He didn't sing, but he was in a band. And then I guess it got passed on to my father, and he was a singer, and he's still singing right now. And then he had a son named Zach Stokes, and Zach said, "Oh, hey, I want to be a singer too." So he started singing, and he's 25, and he's doing very well. And then his little brother Tyler, which is my middle brother, he's doing amazing. He's a singer too. And then I have my youngest brother, but he's older than me. He's my youngest brother though. And his name is Tanner Sparks. He's doing amazing. He's going to school for music, so he's not a full-time musician yet, but he's in college. He's learning how to do studio stuff. He's learning how to do his own thing. And then I guess somehow it got passed on to me from my dad's side, but also on my mom's side of the family. Her dad, her biological dad, was a singer, and his name was, our aunt, my great aunt, my mom's aunt, Aunt Sis, she called him Sonny. I don't really know his real name that well, but he was a singer, and he was in a band, and I heard last week on the show that Elvis Presley might have picked out some of his songs, and Johnny Cash, he sang with him sometimes, and he played on the Opry, and I guess it got passed down to my mom and my aunt, and then it got to me, my generation.
And also he played with Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah, Paul McCartney.
She's like, oh, yeah, I'm Paul McCartney, and him too. So, okay, so we have a new caller calling in from 661, and we are going to see here really quick. Is 661, is that calling in, is that Phil Guarini by chance?
It is.
Phil Guarini, how are you?
I'm great. And yourself, Casey?
Fantastic, Phil. Fantastic. So I appreciate you calling in on the show. And so, Kylie, this is Phil Guarini, the vice president of Disney Channel Worldwide and general manager of Radio Disney. So I know that little Miss Kylie would love to say hello to you.
Hi, Kylie.
Hi, Mr. Guarini.
How are you?
So, Phil, before you got on the line, and thank you so much for calling in. So we had Chuck, whose wife was a Legacy Award winner out of Walt Disney World. And mm-hmm. then we also had John Baker, who actually opened up Disneyland for the very first time.
Yeah.
And his father helped build it. Yeah, so it was really cool. It was a very special show. And so we're cutting it down, Phil, because I don't know if you're planning on watching the Super Bowl or not. But if you are, who are you rooting for? Who are you pulling
Patriots.
For?
Patriots.
The Patriots, Phil, they win all the time. Can you go for the underdog, maybe? There's got to be an underdog.
It's a long story, but I've been a Patriots fan for quite some time, despite the fact that I was born in San Diego, grew up in South Florida, but there was a period of time that I really didn't like the Dolphins.
Because
of that, I became a Patriots fan. And so I am a Patriots fan all the way, and Tom Brady, number 6.
Do you have a jersey? Do you have a Tom Brady jersey?
No. That I don't.
Okay, good.
but I do have
Patriot
socks.
Okay, good
socks.
You have Patriot socks? Well, there you go. There you go. I hope you don't put on a Patriots tie other than a Mickey Mouse tie.
Don't do it, Phil.
Okay, good. So also we have on the line, in the studio, we have Christian Stokes. Christian worked with Marvel. He was the stunts director for Marvel. He's actually Kylie's uncle. He's, I guess, a distant cousin to me, if you could say that. So they came on before you. And so what I would like to do first is I want to introduce you formally and tell a little bit of the listeners about this. And again, I'm cutting the show short only because it is Super Bowl Sunday. And Phil, you're in Nashville, Tennessee. And my entire mother's side of the family is in Nashville. Kylie's in Nashville. And if you go downtown to listen to live music, you have to look. Yeah, you've got to listen. You've got to ask any place down there if any of the Stokes are playing, S-T-O-K-E-S, Stokes, because Kylie's father plays, Kylie's all of her brothers play. I mean, the whole family are musicians. So if you could, I know, it's pretty cool. So basically I'm going to mute out. I'm going down the studio and muting this out. So what I would like to talk about with you, Phil, is overcoming obstacles. And so let me talk to you first or introduce you first. And so basically out of college, Phil became a staff writer for the Miami Herald, later working on on-air promotions and programming for multiple radio stations in Miami and Atlanta. From there, he moved into promotions for record labels including MCA, AMA, Chrysalis, and East and West Records. And in 1992, he joined the Walt Disney Company as operations host and special projects manager at the Walt Disney Resort, Disney MGM Studios, rising to senior manager of Synergy, Alliance Marketing, and talent executive at the Walt Disney Parks by 1996. In 2004, Phil joined Walt Disney Records as director, Synergy, and promotions, and was promoted to executive director, broadcast and strategic marketing in 2006, where he worked on several chart-topping releases, including soundtracks for High School Musical, Hannah Montana, and Camp Rock. In 2008, he joined Radio Disney, and that's where our roots were connected, in 2008, Radio Disney. And today, he holds the position of Vice President, Music Strategy, Disney Channels Worldwide, and General Manager of Radio Disney Networks, where he oversees music strategy for Disney Channel, Disney XD, Disney Junior, and all aspects of Radio Disney programming. His name is Phil Guarini, and he has climbed his way to the top of one of the world's most iconic brands, the Walt Disney Company. And so there's so much more that I can say and talk about. But Phil, I'm going to let you talk because what I want you to know personally from me, from K.C. Casey Tuckness, from being with Radio Disney in Houston, Texas, and you had just been announced like this amazing position, and it was just like, oh my gosh, you know, like I respected you from the position that you were, and then all of a sudden you go from this to like the head of Radio Disney. And every single Friday night, I looked forward to receiving your emails. Your emails were so motivational. If every executive could be like Phil Guarini, this world would be a magical place after all. And you know the emails that I'm talking about.
Yeah, of course.
The emails that just Well, but you tell the story of the week, you tell the story of the ups and the downs and the good and the bad, you know, it's like, but Phil, it's like this series of this radio show is basically about overcoming obstacles. And so in your tenure with being with the Walt Disney Company, as long as you have been, I mean, what's next, CEO? I mean, but I know you love what you're doing, but still, like, and again, I need to say, I apologize about the death that you guys had last weekend. So my heart and condolences go to that. But I just want to know, Phil, how can you help our listeners when they're overcoming obstacles in their own personal journey, whether it's career, whether it's family, whether it's, you know, whatever it is? I mean, like, what is your advice on overcoming obstacles?
Well, first off, let me thank you, for the introduction. I often forget about so many of those chapters. Each one certainly led me to the next, and I wouldn't be in the position, both personally nor professionally, if it weren't for not only those experiences, but all the people who touched my life throughout them. My apologies for not being able to join you and your listeners last week. It was a family, not an immediate family matter, but certainly one that that impacted all of us. And once again, an experience that reminds us and helps us even when the toughest of things to put things back into the proper perspective. You mentioned the letters that I used to send out every Friday to the team, both as a means for me to constantly remind myself of how I, as well as other people, touched my life. And you mentioned the show being about resilience, really. And I will tell you, as a father of a 17-year-old, that it is probably the most important quality, an attribute of any that that we grow up with. I am someone who lost his father at a very young age. I was 13 at the time. It was extremely difficult, and more than anything, reflecting on it, something I just didn't understand at the time, and have grown to attempt still to this day, many years later, to put that in perspective, but one that, of course, would change my life forever. And while I hope that you nor your listeners or anyone has to deal with that on a frequent basis, there are things that come into our lives that we either create and or not that impact us on various levels. And good, bad, otherwise, it's not about those as much as it is about the way we react and respond to them. I see and have gone through life seeing challenges as obstacles, and yet more importantly, as opportunities. I've had people throughout my life tell me that I couldn't do things, or that I wasn't this, or I wasn't that, it motivated me. It motivated me in ways that I couldn't imagine, drove me, and created a sense of self-motivation to overcome And again, I go back to resilience. Any given day, and I won't wax too much, you know, a bit of rain does fall. And it's certainly to varying degrees, no matter how optimistic, positive, fill in the blank. But again, more importantly than anything is the way that that we react to those situations, matters, people, and overcome them.
I absolutely respect and love that tremendously. There's just so many things when I'm doing interviews and I have, you know, from Disney, I'm also an advocate for so many people without a voice. And everybody mm-hmm. does have a voice, Phil. It's just how mm-hmm. do you use it? How do you mm-hmm. choose to use your voice in order mm-hmm. to help the masses? Like, mm-hmm. how respectfully and you know, can you give the right advice to help the masses? Mm-hmm. Because there's so many, I don't want to say lost souls, because mm-hmm. they're really not lost souls. They mm-hmm. just need the direction and the motivation right. and the encouragement to go ahead and move on. When you have a stumbling block, and Phil, I've got to back up for a second. I am so sorry about the death of your father, you know, and especially at 13 years old. Can you imagine him and Walt doing the Disney dance upstairs? You know what I mean? I lost my daddy 6 months and 1 week ago today. Totally unexpectedly. And my dad was my world, and my dad was just like, I remember getting the job with Disney, with Radio Disney out of Houston, and then going from there. And then, you know, he was just like so proud. And it's just like, I was proud, because it's like, oh my gosh, like it's every child's dream. And I'm 46 years old, but it's every mm-hmm. child's dream to be a part of the Disney family, to be a cast mm-hmm. member. But Phil, with you saying, I mean, and I took notes, and I'm just like, you know, mm-hmm. we have got to I just kind of want to recap, but what you react mm-hmm. and you respond to, how you react mm-hmm. and how you respond to the issues, the overcoming the obstacles in your life, that mm-hmm. you take those and you turn those into opportunities. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's powerful. You take that and you turn it into an opportunity, you know, and then you can, you know, people have always told you, oh, you can't do this, or you can't do that, or you won't be able to do this, or you aren't meant to do that. And Phil, that just gives me the motivation to go, oh, wait a second. You just told me I couldn't do something. Let me show you 18 ways I can. You might not get it right now, but you will eventually. We have someone on the line, and he is a very, very, very dear friend to me. His name is Jackson Friend, and Jackson Friend is from Houston, Texas. He and I became friends because I did an event called the Come Together for Teens Tour, which was an event based on mm-hmm. bullying, about no bullies allowed. And now he is doing an event with the movie. Hey, Jackson, I've got you on the line, by the way, so you chime in
Hello.
Anytime. But anyway, he's with the Movie Institute. So Jackson Friend is with the Movie Institute, and they've just asked me to become a board member with the board of directors. And so, Jackson, do you have any I know that you've been through a lot. You have overcome a lot of obstacles. And Jackson helps me whenever I have, say, like a $1 million presentation to do, to say, like mm-hmm. ExxonMobil or Halliburton, and say they tell me, you know, me coming from the marketing side of it, creating and putting together magic for these multi-million-dollar companies that have the budget, but they just don't know how to present it. So I reach out to Jackson. I say, Jackson, this is what I need. This is my vision. This is what I see. And I need to talk about STEM, because STEM is extremely, extremely mm-hmm. important to mm-hmm. the ExxonMobils, to the Halliburtons, to the people with the big money. And so I go down, I'm in LA, I drive down to San Diego, go meet with Sally Ride, go fly out to New York mm-hmm. City, go meet with the agency of Elton John. What's on my mind right now? ExxonMobil. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and so I have Jackson put together these videos for me, because videos share a story. And so Jackson is now with the Movie Institute, and it's helped me tremendously. And Jackson, you've overcome tons of your obstacles as well.
I have. You know, I was just reflecting, Phil, you know, I admire anybody who can grow up as a young man in this society without a dad is tremendous. And I, for one, I haven't lost my dad, but he was not there for me when I was growing up. And so that was very hard. But I have to say that I had a lot of people, a lot of mentors in my life to direct me, to make sure that I went down the right path. And I had several people get in my business, you know, to make sure that, you know, when I was doing stupid stuff, to, you know, correct me and make sure that I did the right thing. So I'm sure that you had those same mentors in your life as well.
Yeah, absolutely, Jackson. I mean, it's nice to meet you. I would second that perspective that when and even when you do have those individuals in life, surrounding yourself with others that support, that are there through the good, bad, and that have your back and can help guide and direct and recorrect at times, is invaluable.
Yeah. Well, I got pretty lucky. My background as a creative director, I'm also a stunt performer and a SAG-AFTRA actor as well. I moved back to Texas from Portland and happened to meet some folks here with the Movie Institute. And they just happened to be a youth mentoring program that I just fell in love with. And I wish that I had this mentoring program when I was a kid because, you know, as a kid who dreams about doing movies or dreams about, you know, how do you get into this business or how do you do this? The Movie Institute really helps the kids discover all of that. And I guess what we could say is we put the A back in STEM and make it STEAM. Bridging the gap between the art, the creativity, and technology. And our programs, we do after-school programs and work with at-risk kids who are basically brilliant kids who are just bored, you know, and we give them an opportunity to be creative, tell their story. We teach them all the aspects of, you know, movie making, from the language, the equipment. We have mentors who are award-winning writers. We have actors and stunt performers who come alongside them and teach them, you know, all the aspects of movies. And then they learn how to have leadership skills and critical thinking skills through the process. And in the end, they become different people, motivated by their creativity, motivated by purpose, motivated by friendships, that, you know, they could tell a story. And it's really amazing to watch kids, you know, change their perspective, you know. And I think it's important to have these mentors who are either have status, who can come alongside them to, you know, help them along. And so that's what the Movie Institute does. And I'm pretty excited about what we do. We have a summer camp program that we do where it's an all-day affair for them, where we put them in teams, and they each team has their director, their DP, the whole hierarchy of movie making, you know, all the leadership in there, and in the end of the camp, they would have produced a commercial, a short film, and then we do a red carpet treatment for them. We do a film festival, and we award them best actor, best director, and what I like about it is it's not a piece of plastic they get as far as a trophy. It's a real weighted, heavy paperweight that they get, that when they receive it, they're like, wow, this is heavy. There's significance to it. So we feel that's very important, you know, and they walk away with achieving something. And we've got kids who have, our alumni, mind you, we're a 17-year-old nonprofit. And we've got kids who've graduated, gone on to film schools that are now living in L.A., or gone to NYU, and we're actually about to open up an office in L.A. and do some work out there, hopefully with some schools out there. And I've connected with some of my production guys who actually asked me if we had interns, and I said, well, we've got some folks who've graduated, so there's an opportunity to have our graduates do internships with production companies. So that's
great.
Cool. Yeah. So
that's awesome. Great. Jackson,
great.
Thank you so much. No, it's very interesting. And I apologize, you guys. I'm losing my voice, and it's not because of football. So I'm losing my voice. But so Phil, and also Damon, I have brought you in. Damon is my co-host out of Amarillo, Texas. But Damon, are you there?
I am here, Phil. It is a pleasure to meet you over the phone. I appreciate what you had to say.
Hey, Damon. Nice meeting you as well.
I mean, there's just what I have to say. We don't have – oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, you can tell by my accent I'm not from South Texas like KC.
Hey, well, we don't have a whole lot of time left on the show because I want to respect everybody's Super Bowl day today. But the most important thing to everybody on this show is that each one of you has done such – made such an impact personally on my life. Therefore, I want to share with other people, like, who connects dots? And I connect dots to a lot of people. I'm introduced to thousands of people a year, a lot of people, but it's like there's only about half of 1% actually makes a difference in my life. And you guys are all part of that 0.5% that has made a difference in my life. And Phil Guarini has always, and the reason why is because Phil Guarini believes in people. And not only does he believe in the people, he encourages them. He tells them the magic. He tells them the good, the bad, and the ugly, but he puts it all in rainbow colors. Does that make sense? To make it look pretty. It's like, okay, this is what we need to do. Okay, team, this is what we need. But it's like every single Friday night, I knew, and he was California time, I was Texas time, so I knew it was going to be coming about 7 p.m. my time, okay? So because he's 5 p.m. California time, and, I mean, he does not leave his office until he does this weekly rundown. And I am not kidding you. When I tell you, I lived by that email, Phil. I lived by it because it motivated me. It motivated me to want to do better the next week. It motivated me to you know, and that's called contagious positivity. You know, when you are encouraging and motivating one person, then that one person goes and motivates somebody, and then that one person goes and motivates someone. And then it's just like a ripple effect, a chain reaction. And so, Phil, that is who you are to me. You know, you made me who I was, and I appreciate that. And so that's why whenever I reached out to you, I'm like, Phil, would you do a show for me? Because they've asked me to come back and do the show. I took a 6-month sabbatical after my father passed away. They asked me 3 weeks before my sabbatical was over, and I thought, you know what? It's exactly what my father would want me to be doing. He wants me to get back on air, and so that is what I'm going to do. So I just, you know, I really appreciate you taking the time because I know you are in Nashville, Tennessee, and I see callers on the line, all 615 area code, all from Nashville, Tennessee. And so anyway, so where are you going to watch the game, Phil?
At a friend's house.
Awesome.
This afternoon, I'm gonna head on in just a little bit, but thank you so much for the opportunity. Thanks for reaching out. Thanks for your kind words. I want to leave you with one quick thought and one quick note. It's my story. It's my story, but it should be everyone's story, and that is to never forget. Never forget that we all started someplace. Never forget all of the people that touch your lives, good, bad, and otherwise. But most importantly, those who have helped you through those situations in life. I will tell you a little story that very few people really know, other than those who were most immediately touched by. Throughout the years, like all of us, I keep contact lists and I keep up to date with people. Now today with social media communities, what have you, you can have even broader, even if they're private, communities, if you will. And over the years, we lose touch with certain people and other people either replace them or come to the forefront of those groups. The point being, throughout my life, I've had, as Jackson was mentioning, people that have mentored, people who have meant so much to me, touched my life in ways that helped guide its course. The day that I was told that I was going to be the new general manager of Radio Disney, which will be 6 years ago, this week, in fact, I put a letter together, and of course I was informed before the broader team was informed, but I put a note together, and I carefully wrote the note, and then it addressed it to every single person that I had in my contact list, just to say thank you. To say thank you for them having been a part of my life and having contributed to the journey that led me to what was even for myself something never conceived of, never planned for, and never anticipated. And without them, I would never, and today I say it again, would never be where I am without so many people, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I am and I've always been a team first person, and I am so grateful for the relationships, the time spent, and the opportunities to be part of others' lives, and to also remember to always pay it back. So thank
always
you for this
back.
Opportunity
Absolutely.
Today.
Absolutely. I remember, Phil, and congratulations on the 6 years. I remember receiving that email. And I was just, I remember being at lunch with my coworkers, my cast members, and they were just like, what? Phil Guarini? And I'm like, yes, Phil Guarini. Because, like, I replied to every single one of your emails just with, I don't even remember what your title was before you were the general manager.
Yes,
but it was just like, yes, head of marketing. And so, but I would always reply back because I loved what you had to say. And so, Phil, those words will resonate. And I pray that everybody uses Phil's, because it's, you know, we're talking years later and it's just like, who's at top of mind for me? Who do I respect the most? My very first show, Phil, was with Frank Shanklitz, the founder of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Frank Shanklitz. His new movie's coming out called Wish Man. Frank is an amazing person. I have Edie Hand, who is my personal mentor. She's a first cousin of Elvis Presley. Her and I serve on the board of directors for Alliance for Women in Media and judges for the Gracie Awards. I had Michelle Patterson, who took over the California Women's Conference for Maria Shriver. I also had Keith Mitchell, who was a former NFL player. The next week, I had the publisher and CEO of Hollywood Weekly. I also had Dr. Maneva Curry. And then last week, I had Jackson Friend, and I also had Ralph Hicks from Let Them Drum. And Let Them Drum is an organization. He's actually sick today, but that's an organization that plays with special needs children and allows them to drum, and they play with drum lines, with Harlem Globetrotters, with the Astros, with the Rockets. I mean, they are very well known here in Texas, and they're opening up chapters across the country. And so we only have a couple of minutes left, so I know, Phil, that you are excited to go put on your socks for the for the New England Patriots. So without further ado, I would like to let my little love bug, Kylie, she's in Nashville, Tennessee, and pardon me, I'm going to let her. Now listen to this, Phil. She was 11 years old last week, just turned 12 years old. She's never had a singing lesson or a piano lesson, and her family is her uncle was, I mean, her grandfather was my uncle who used to play with Ringo Starr, with Paul McCartney. So big line of musicians. Her father, however, her grandfather, her father, they're all the Stokes from Nashville, Tennessee. So since you're in Nashville, Tennessee, I thought, okay, wow, you have to like do something. So Kylie Lovebuck, I have you on the phone with Phil Greeny.
Hi, Mr. Greeny.
Hi, Kylie. Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's an honor to speak with you over the phone.
It's nice chatting with you also.
So, Kylie, do you want to explain to him?
Explain what song, right? Earlier I sang a song on piano called One Day. And now I'm going to sing this song. It's a little older. It's by Dolly Parton, but now Miley Cyrus sings it. It's called Jolene. I have my father playing guitar for me because I can't play it, but I'm going to learn.
Awesome.
Parton, but since you're in Nashville, it only made sense, right?
Fantastic. Way to go.
Right? She's way to go. And that's her father. That's her father, Britt Stokes, playing in the background.
Great
and
job.
And the entire family. Britt, are you there?
Hey, what's up, Casey? How you doing, sweetie?
Hey, Britt.
That's
hey,
awesome.
So you're visiting with also Phil Greeny.
Hey, Phil. How you doing, buddy?
Now,
done great.
Good, man. Good.
So Phil's actually in
that. Hands there.
Thank you very much, brother. I appreciate that, man. She's coming right along.
Absolutely. Keep it up.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
What's that, Casey? I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, and so Britt's brother is Christian Stokes, and Christian is the he worked for Marvel for a long time.
Right.
He did the tour for Marvel for a long time. He was actually on the phone earlier with us, but he's driving in Texas. He's got like a four-hour drive, so he dropped off. But anyway, so he was with Marvel for a long time. But they thought that it was only appropriate to do like some type of, you know, Dolly Parton song since you're right there in Nashville, Tennessee.
That's right. Very cool.
So,
well, we appreciate you having us on, and thank you for having Kylie on this week last week. I got a chance to hear Chris talk, my brother talking about what his stuff was. He's certainly done a bunch of stuff, that's for sure.
Yes, that is for
fantastic.
Sure. So listen, so Phil, thank you again so much for A, being who you are, for continuing to be the humble person that you are, and with more Phil Guarinis, oh my gosh, could you imagine how magical everything would be?
you're
magical.
You're very kind.
I'm sincere. It's so sincere. Absolutely not. I guess I'm going to cheer for your team. I'm going to go find some socks and put them on.
That's okay.
So anyway,
I'm just cheering ultimately for
Phil,
a great game.
This is Damon.
Game would be good.
If you would like.
Damon, are you there?
I am here. Phil, I was going to say, if it would be any consolation, I know a team up north, and I've got connections with cheese if you need that during the game.
I appreciate that.
No.
And I'm not.
That's awesome, David. Thank you.
I thank you so much for all that you shared, and I want to tell you, you know, your heart shows that you care about people, and I believe that came across very clearly today, and always thanking people. We live in a very ungrateful generation, and for that to be modeled, I commend you, and I pray that it just grabs a hold as a contagion across the country, that ethic and that mindset will be carried into small businesses as well as corporations. And I know there's others, but we're talking to you, and I just want to say thank you.
No, I appreciate that very, very, very much. Share the sentiment, and be kind to one another, and always say thank you.
Absolutely, Phil. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Kylie.
Thank
you, Damon. Thank you, Christian. Thank you, John Baker. Thank you, Chuck and Judy. Thank you, everybody that was a part of this. Aunt Sis, I know you tell me not to call you out on this, but I see that you're there. So thank you, Jackson Friend. Shelly's at you. Now, Casey, don't tell anybody. And I'm like, Aunt Sis, listen, my daddy would have been on, and I'd see it because I'm in the studio and I see everybody that's here. So anyway, we've only got 2 minutes left. So we're going to go ahead and end the show. Connecting the dots with Casey Tuckness and co-host Damon Deaton, special guest Phil Guarini, who is the Vice President Music Strategy, Disney Channels Worldwide, and the General Manager of Radio Disney Networks. We had Jackson Friend of the Movie Institute, and unfortunately Ralph Hicks with Let Them Drum had to call in sick because he had no voice. So we appreciate every single one of you. Oh, and I cannot forget Little Miss Kylie Stokes. So thank you all. Thank you all so much. I love you all. And Phil Guarini, I just keep doing the magic, my friend.
Thank you. Stay well.
Good night, everybody. Happy Super Bowl.
God bless.